Hey, it's Spanky, and you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast. Check out Spank On Ya, Thursday, February 27th at the Old Rock House.
Hey, everybody. Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast. Thanks for tuning in to a brand new episode. I want a couple things I want to tell you about. March 10th, I'll be back out at Naked Vine for my singer-songwriter storytelling showcase, bringing along Jonathan Braddy, Haley Woolbright, and Vince Puzo. This is a 7 o'clock start, $10 at the door. It'll get you in. And you get all three writers sitting on stools in a listening room experience, playing the songs acoustically, sharing the stories behind them. It's a lot of fun. Hope you can make it out there. Again, that's at Naked Vine in Chesterfield, Missouri, located on Clarkson Road. And if you haven't been out there yet, you're missing out. It's a really beautiful little hidden gem out there in Chesterfield, serving up all kinds of wine, whiskey, tequila, and local craft beers. You can stop by February 27th. Every Thursday night, they do a vinyl spin night out there. So come out, bring a your own record, whatever you want to play, and share with everybody. So Vinny's vinyl spin on Thursdays. Friday, February 28th, Big Mike Aguirre in the will be out there. And then on February 29th, Saturday night, Bind to Drive returns to the stage. You can find all this and more at nakedvine.net. Be sure to follow along on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Also want to say a quick shout out to Heil. They've been part of the show for a while now, and I've been loving this microphone. So check out heilsound.com today. Also, big thank you to Roughneck Beard Company and American Rambler for their support. They've been with me a while, too, now, and I've been really loving this beard oil I've been using. It's awesome. Makes the beard smell good and feel good and everything. So check out their products over there at Roughneck Beard Company. They have a shop located in Maplewood, Missouri, right off of Manchester. Or you can shop 24/7 at roughneckbeardcompany.com. You can enter my code RPP15 for an exclusive 15% off. And again, try their beard oil. They got beard balm. They got junk powder for your junk. And all sorts of other wonderful products over there for all your grooming needs. If you don't have a beard, tell your friends with beards. That's the place to be. With all that out of the way, I also want to remind everybody we have some new Rock Paper Podcast stocking caps, and we got ball caps. I got t-shirts, stickers, buttons, all sorts of goodies. If you'd be interested in any of these things, feel free to hit me up at rockpaperpodcast@gmail.com, and I would love to hear from you. If you have any questions or guest requests or anything, just reach out, say hey, let me know what you're listening to. All right, everybody, thank you for listening. Have a great day. Talk to you soon.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hey, I'm Spanky.
And I'm Bill.
And we're from Spank On Ya, and you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Scissors beat paper, paper covers rock. Rock beat scissors, Shane covers nonstop. Never know what new kind of guests that he's got coming at you. Live and direct on the spot. Could be rock, folk, country, or hip-hop, jazz. All kind of folks that he has. Could be an artist or a comedian to make you laugh on the
Rock Paper Podcast.
Double deck of fudge round, rolling round town. Shane coming at you live and direct from ground zero. He's your hero, he's your bestie. Rock Paper Podcast with Shane Presley.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out today with Spank On Ya.
Spank On Ya.
Yeah. We got two-thirds of the band here with us today.
Yes. You guys, sophisticated funk cannot be here today.
He was available for the photo shoot, and then he had obligations. probably getting more sophisticated, more funk. Right?
Oh yeah. You guys want to properly introduce yourselves for everyone listening?
Sure. Yeah, my name is Bill Newman, and I'm playing bass with Spankonia.
Do you have any nicknames? We should go over your nicknames already.
Yeah, I have a few nicknames, but
Is Mayor Newman?
Mayor Newman. It is a good one, but I feel Billy Noyes is the one that's most appropriate here.
Billy Noyes?
Billy Noyes.
Billy Noyes?
Billy Noyes. Well, that's a different one. Billy Noyes is my state
name. We've separated Billy Noyes to Billy Noyes?
Yeah, yeah. Now it's Billy Noyes when I'm really rocking out.
Ooh, I like that, when he's really rocking out.
Yeah.
My name is Philip Manawis, better known as Spanky. Very few people call me by my real name, but yeah, I'm Spanky. I'm the singer and keyboard player of Spankonia.
Yeah?
Yes.
I don't know. Yeah, and we should mention sophisticated funk we were talking about is our drummer,
yes.
Rick.
Yes, so. Rick Killian, our drummer. That's sophisticated funk. He doesn't really speak, actually. He's not quite mute, and that's why we don't have him on the podcast today. You know, we figure that's a good way to start it. We've established this now. You know, if we ever hear from the drummer, from Rick, you know, it'll be a big day.
The vest and tie that he was wearing earlier, though, really
sharp.
Spoke to me. That was sophisticated.
It was very sophisticated. He looked sophisticated funk. Did he have teal? Was it turquoise? What was the color?
I'm not sure. It was more of like an kind of an ocean. I don't know.
It looked like it'd rain on you.
But it was
right.
Yeah.
It was raindrop blue.
Yeah.
Anyways, enough dumb stuff. Sorry.
I don't know if we so Spanky's been on before. We did one covering a lot of your different stuff, but I don't know if we ever got into the nickname stuff when Spanky started it. I guess that's been around for a long time, right?
My nickname?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been around. I got it when I was 21. Man, I'm over twice my age now. That's crazy. I'm 45.
Dang.
When I was in college and playing at a piano bar in Tampa, Florida. And so, because in Tampa, every time you got on stage and off stage, there's a lot of tourists, is my point. And so every time you got on stage and off stage, they had to say, from St. Louis, Missouri, it's Philip Manawis. And even at the end of my set, you know, my partner would be like, hey, make some noise for Philip Manawis, blah, blah, blah. That was just the thing we had to do at work. And then when one night, the next day I came in after work, let's put it that way, and the guys started calling me Spanky, and it just stuck. I really don't want to. I can't get into the full story. I could, but and there's like a pocket of people out there that know the full story and whatnot. Yeah. But I have actually a few variations of what I tell.
Sure.
But yeah. So I honestly have been stuck with that. But my name being Philip Manawis, you can't say it, spell it, remember it. Yeah. You know, like, I mean, my first name is one L. Everybody puts two. My last name looks like it's French or whatever. And actually, my grandpa came from the Philippines, so it's Filipino, you know. But right. Yeah, so that's been whether I want to or not. I've played for four governors. I mean, I've played for tons of like Fortune 500 CEOs and stuff. And hardly anybody wants to address me when they first meet me. They're just like, "Oh, hi, how you doing?" They don't want to say Spanky, you know. Because and I've had people, "Should I call you that?" I'm like, you can call me Philip, but you're not going to remember that. And like, oh, you're right. So, yeah, that's so it just kind of works, you know? And then, so kind of tell how I came up with Spankonia. So I was thinking about starting a new band, you know, and everybody knows trying to come up with band names is like the most impossible task, right?
It is.
Everybody has sat around with notebooks and wrote down a million things and you're like, what's cool or just what fits the band or whatever. And so I thought of Outkast's album, Stankonia. And they really thought of that. And I was like, man, I could change that to, you know, spank on you. And then it was it you or Rick that had made the suggestion about, or was it you? Somebody said change the I to a Y.
Oh, that was me.
Was that you? Yeah. And so I changed the I to a Y and it literally spells out spank on you. And I was just like, and I don't know, but I like one word band names, you know, like Galactic, stuff like that. I love one word band names. I think it's easy to remember. I think it's funny but not gross, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like Spankonia. I don't know, it just kind of it kind of fits,
so. Right, I agree, man. I think it works well, and I don't know, it just sounds like a funky, you know, so
right, sounds fun. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, you can't take Spankonia too serious, right?
Yeah, it's kind of got a good times feel about it.
Yeah, like I get, before we get going too much further into the project, I would like to know how, since we have both of you here together, like how this, how you two came to be friends, and then how, you know, moving in towards our new project now and stuff. So
gotcha. We have been in a band called the Provels together for almost 7 years. Yeah, met in 2013, started playing with those guys, and yeah, kind of had a blast there.
So you guys just met through the band?
Through the band, yeah. The first time I met him was at that rehearsal. I actually, so if we go all the way back, and I don't know how much is this out there, if we even covered on, if like, because the Provels podcast, I think it was Jim and JT, I don't know if they got to that story, like, I filled in on a gig with a band called Slam that Tony Barbata led and played drums and stuff like that.
Jimmy Mano part of that too.
Stuff. Well, so the day I filled in, there was a ton of subs, and they asked me to be like the lead singer since I did the dueling pianos and know all those songs and stuff. And so Jim Peters was the guitar player filling in as well. And so we just were hanging out at that gig, and it was at Fairmount Park. This gig was crazy. You play like two songs and then you rest for like 19 minutes. You know, like it's like, it's weird. You rest and you have the race go on, you go drink beer and eat food and stuff. And it's like, oh, come back. We're going to play three songs now. And you're like, oh, okay. It was like 17 sets of three songs or something, you know? It was funny. So we're all hanging out and just, you know, lots of breaks. So me and Jim were talking about Galactic and the Meters and Great Boy All Stars and all these bands, you know. And that just really from that gig. And then, I don't know, 6 months later, something, I can't remember when it was, Jim, Jonathan Taylor, JT, and Bill were all playing together and putting the Provels in a new formation, right? Because the Provels sort of existed.
Yeah, well, no, this is a funny anecdote. Is like, we did exist before, but
Jim Peters is calling right now.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
Like he knows.
Jimmy. That's what it is. But so JT came to me at the time I worked at a coffee shop, and, hey, I'm starting a funk band. Okay, cool. And so, but he didn't play drums. He played keys. But we played with two other guys named Phil and Jim. On
that's right. I forgot of that.
Yeah, and so, but then that band kind of broke up, and me and JT kind of stuck together. And then I knew Jim from before. I've known him forever.
Because how many name your bands?
We were in the Upright Animals was a good one. We were in a band called the Principles together, and we've done like just a lot of one-off shows and stuff too, just doing whatever. I forgot where I was going with that, but so we were having practice, and Jim was like, "Hey, I met a guy named Spanky one time."
Yeah, that's literally they were like,
"Yeah," and he seemed like we were talking about the Meters. Yeah, that's what he said.
Literally,
like,
the Meters were the same. He called me or hit me up on Facebook probably. It was like, "Hey, you want to come jam?" And I think we went to JT's house and just kind of jammed, and then after that, man, we started playing and whatnot.
So you replaced Phil and Jim with Phil and Jim?
Yeah.
What is that?
I know. What are the odds?
Yeah, I know. It's so random.
That's why I couldn't stick with Phil there. They gotta be Spanky. We already had a Phil. Yeah. We had a Phil and Jim. It didn't work out. We'll try Spanky and Jim and see what happens.
And
that band plays, you know, whatnot, and does our thing. But I'm in tons of other bands. I've played with so many other bands as well, and I love filling in. Actually, you know, like last night I filled in with The Service for the first time. It's probably the one time I'll ever fill in with them. But it's awesome just to, like, for me, to my personal resume, to be like, I got to play with that band for a night, you know?
Nate Hershey, right?
Yeah, he's on vacation. Yeah. And so Andy, who I've known Andy Coco 22 years probably. We were talking about that last night. He showed me a set list. He goes, remember that? He's like, that's like one of the first set lists I ever sent you. We were playing House of Groove. I think is what he called it. It was a blues band we used to play in. We were talking about that before the, you know, digital age and the social media and all that stuff. I moved back to St. Louis after college and grabbed an RFT and looked in there and was like, oh, keyboard auditions for this blues band. And that's how it went. You know, I started calling up, hey, man, I play piano. I'd like to come over, you know, and whatever. And that's how I met Andy Coco. We played a couple different blues bands and stuff, you know. And then most people don't know, I was part of Dogtown All-Stars, the beginning of that. I was in that band when we started. So, but then I quit basically in 2003, and I didn't play any bands for 10 years. I just was doing strictly dueling pianos and that kind of stuff, basically.
Yeah.
And then 2013, got in the Provels, and then been playing with so many bands. And, of course, the Voodoo Players. I've done 200 shows now, 201 shows of those, which is a lot.
That's crazy, man. Yeah.
A lot of Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm. A lot of Wednesdays, a lot of music, you know what I mean? So, and that's what I like about it. I've grown in these 7 years since I've joined the Provels, 2014, started playing the Voodoo Show. Like, all the different type of music has been an education, you know? I've done, I think, 30 different themes from, you know, Talking Heads to Ween to Bruce Springsteen to, you know, Country Night, Outlaw Country. We did Trucker Night. You know what I mean? Like, so much different Beatles. How many different Beatles albums have we covered now? Mm-hmm. And so, like, you just learn so much more about music by dissecting that and learning the songs. All of a sudden, it's like, so I feel like I've just taken it to a whole new level where I understand more than ever. And that's part of, like, where the bands come from. You know, it's like, okay, let's take all this experience that Bill, Rick, and I have from all our various stuff, and let's, you know, we're all in this. That's the biggest thing we have right now. What most bands, you can almost, it's hard to get, is we're all on the same page. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest thing. We're all on the same page. We're all eager to work, but not just to get out and play in every hole in the wall. That's not trying to, we're already playing gigs. So we're trying to, you know, build something, you know?
Well, you and you, again with Rick, you guys go back to dueling piano stuff.
Yeah, I've known Rick 11, 12 years, something like that. He started working with me in like 2008, 2009. Yeah, he was like 19, 20. Whoa. I think he was 19 when he actually auditioned. Yeah, this month will be, he knows. I wish he was here. He knows that. But he came in when I had owned the Jive and Whale, and he auditioned. Yeah, he's like 19 years old, played some Ben Folds stuff. By the way, Rick knows like every Ben Folds song. I keep telling him to do a Ben Folds tribute show. Do it like an off-Broadway. People would come out to that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think people would come out to it. But and he played some of, I can't remember what else he, but he would know. Maybe even Mustang Sally. Was that maybe one of his audition songs? But yeah, so I've known him a little over 10 years now, you know, and that's the thing. Like, most people won't. So people ask me, like, well, who's going to be in your new band? Well, I was like, well, I got Bill, you know, Mayor Bill playing bass. Like, Mayor Bill. All right. There's a win there. And then everybody thought it'd be like a drummer from the scene that they know. And mm-hmm. I'm like, nah, you guys would be surprised. Cause so in dueling pianos, my style, I don't like using drums and whatnot. It's just different. We're talented enough to use just the pianos and make it percussive and make people dance with just that. That's anyway. So, but I've been doing dueling pianos 24 years come this June. So, I mean, that's literally almost a quarter century. Over the years, occasionally we've used drums or whatever. When I owned the bar, I would break out the drums for a weekend every 2 or 3 months, something just to, so when the customers come in, they'd be like, holy crap, they got drums tonight, you know, just to change it up. And so in the piano bar circuit, when there is drums, there's usually a 3 or 4 man show. And so the guy that's not on, you know, on playing at the piano usually plays drums. And so that's what we would do. And Rick plays killer drums. I was just like, what the hell? I'm like, couldn't believe it. You know, I'm like, he's rocking it back there. Cause I play just a beat. You know what I mean? It ain't solid. It's like, I'm doing what I got to right there, you know? And, you know, a couple of us are like that, but he's back there killing it. I was like, all right. So I've always remembered that. And I was like, and I don't need, this sounds crazy, maybe it sounds arrogant, I don't know, like, Bill is not your flashy, you know, he's not your he's not your Mike Gordon or, you know, and those type
I
of
I like to
players.
Consider myself meat and potatoes.
Yes, meat and potatoes. Yeah. That's that's perfect. And you know what? I love meat and potatoes. That's what I am, for real. That's the kind of guy. And that's what I want. I want a foundation. I need a bass player who's going to give me a foundation.
Sure.
Hold it down. Keep that groove going so everybody keeps dancing. Same with the drummer. I don't need you to be super fancy, you know what I mean? You don't got to be fancy, man. Just need to be solid. Yeah. You know, that rhythm section be solid. I will be fancy enough for everybody.
Yeah, you got enough flash for.
I got enough flash. Yeah, you know,
that's awesome, dude.
I will, you know, and that's what I'm ready for. Like, I've been part of bands for a long time, and I've never had my own band, so to speak. And mm-hmm. so I want to get crazy and whatnot because I've learned after this many years that people do like watching me play. Like, I use my body and I get into it. And, you know, playing the piano and playing the organ is a percussive, you know, it's like playing the drums.
Right.
It's very percussive, you know. And so I do all that. I use two hands. And sometimes, yes, it is just showing off, but that's what you're doing.
You're an entertainer. You
know?
Yeah,
entertainers,
dude, totally.
You know. So I want to take that now and get that in front of people. I'm ready finally to be like, okay, I got a plan and we're going to play these songs. And yeah, we have a lot of, we're not calling them covers. I learned this from Andy Coco who learned this from, I forgot. It's interpretations.
Yeah.
We're doing more interpretations in the beginning, but we're writing stuff as well. We're going to put out an album this year. you know, the typical, but we're just, we're not waiting around and sitting around like most bands. Like I said, we're trying to get this done and get out in front of people. We love opening for bands. That's a great way to do it. That's our first gig is February 27th with Jocelyn and the Sweet Compression, right? Yeah. Out of Lexington, Kentucky.
Let's talk about this because like both of us, I mean, Spanky, for sure, for started when the opportunity came about and we sent a link to her music, and both of us were just like, oh wow,
yeah,
like this is incredible. So I'm super excited to see what they do live.
I know, right? Yeah. I can't wait to hear them. I bet they're great. I mean, it's just, the record is tight. It sounds really good. Yeah. She's got a great voice. The band is fire. So yeah, it's, and he sent, Shane sent it to me. He's like, we fit for this. And of course, in fairness, I was just going to tell him yes, no matter what it was, unless it's something like, you know, Shania Payne or something like crazy. You know what I mean? I was going to be like yes, and then I heard it. I'm like, yeah, we're a perfect fit for this. This is soul music, you know. So
yeah, yeah. Well, she kind of like, you know, there's definitely some funky stuff in there with the horns and things too. But you got your soul, you got R&B, like
yeah. That one song you were talking about was Love. What is that with the horn?
Love on the Double.
That's got some great stuff in it, man.
And the it's just a really solid band. Like, I'm excited to see them. And so yeah, that'll be February 27th, Old Rock House, Thursday night. Tickets available at oldrockhouse.com. Mm-hmm. Pick those up. This will be the big debut of the band. Yes. So it's going to be a big night.
We're going to get funky and soulful and all kinds of stuff. We got, you know, so this is people like that. We're going to play songs that people know, you know, our interpretations, but that's not going to be what every band's playing in town. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? There's so much stuff, and I think from my experience as a dueling piano player, I see what people request on the regular, right? And it's mostly the same stuff. You know, I post on my social media my request slips and stuff. Yeah. Like, it's just, you know, some, it's amazing. Yeah. Oh, you know, when people write down "Sweet Home Alabama" by the Allman Brothers, that's one of my favorites.
Oh yeah, I love their version of it.
they're the original, aren't they? Yeah. You know, so I think about all that kind of stuff, and I think about, like, I love using this example. You too, okay? Worldwide band, right? International, huge band, but hardly ever get requests for them at work. Why? I have no idea, but I hardly ever see U2 requests. So it's just stuff like that you think of. Or like, and this are the songs, like Tempted by Squeeze. Tempted by the fruit of another.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like, love that song. Everybody knows that song when they hear it, but no one's ever going to request it, or no one's ever playing it. You know what I mean? Now, we're not playing that in the band, but I'm just talking about stuff like that.
Sure.
That everybody's going to know. And the main thing is people dance. You know, I've been in enough bars and clubs and around the world, literally, to see stuff like people want to dance. People want to, they dance, they get thirsty, they go to the bar and get a drink. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, that's what the cycle is. You know, make the women dance first. Men will dance as well sometimes, but you know, women want to dance, just have a good time. Like, we're doing an interpretation of a Fleetwood Mac tune, actually. And so, man, it's, when people hear it, at first they're going to dance just because of the beat and the feel to it. But then when we get to the hook, everybody will sing along because they'll be like, oh, I know the words to this song. It's that kind
of
stuff.
That's that's one of my favorite things. Like, when I go to shows and like a band does their interpretation of a song, and that you're kind of listening and you're like, yeah, I mean, it feels familiar, but it's like just different enough to where it's, you know, and then all of a sudden that hook comes around, and you're like, oh, there it is. Yeah. You know, like, so, but yeah, that's,
and that ride, right? It just feels so good. Sure. You're just like, okay, what's going on here, you know? And then when, like I said, when all of a sudden you recognize it, you're like, oh man, it feels so good. You're like, you know, that exactly. That's what we're looking for. Like, and we're trying to connect with, that's my experience of the people that are in the scene that come out on Mondays and Tuesdays to Pop's Blue Moon and Wednesday nights at the Bob, you know what I mean? Those people that come out, but also the weekend warriors. We want those people that, we love music, but we have a 9-to-5 job and, you know, all that. We're going to touch everybody in that way. You know, we're going to use the music that way just to move everybody. I don't know. I guess this is arrogant to say, but I have, people do. They come up and they, man, I love watching you play. And so we're going to take that to people. That's what I'm trying to do. Like, we're going to have, there's a 3-piece.
And we were just fun. We were just talking about the other night. I was watching this band and he had a keyboard player and he's like probably classically trained, very, very good at what he does. But he's like, you know, very proper and kind of stiff when he plays. And like, that's what we were kind of talking about, how the way difference between watching you or Dave Grelly or somebody play where it's all like all its feel and stuff. You know, you guys are, it's a show and stuff. Like, so both sound great, but there's also the show part of it, like you're talking about. So yeah,
no, totally. I think about that. I watch some of my favorite keyboard players, and you know, yeah, some, and I get it. And sometimes that's not your personality. And yeah, that's sure. kind of just how I am. But I mean, you're right, because you can kill it up there.
Right.
But if you're just, you know, if you don't look like you're having yeah. fun, you know, or whatever it is. But that's why I like use my body, or when I know when I go to stand up towards the end of a solo or something and get a little crazy with two hands, I know people are going to go crazy yeah. and scream. And
oh, yeah.
like last night, we were playing at the Bottle Works, and you know, you don't expect I didn't expect a super attentive crowd listening to the band. Man, people way into it, clapping after solos. And that's what we're after when we're up there, you know, like that
feeling. Dude, you guys were tearing it up too. You guys were tearing
there.
It
Thanks,
up.
Man. Yeah. It was fun. Yeah. You know, so it, yeah. Just want to take it to the people. It's really about the people. I don't care if there's six people there, which we hope there's only six people there, but or 600. Like, man, let's all take this musical ride and enjoy it together and whatnot. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, we've got a couple bluegrass tunes. Like, you know, we're not fish or anything, but like, we're just gonna mix it up a little bit. People are gonna dance. That's yeah. the whole thing. I want people mm-hmm. to be like, yeah, just have you know, hands in the air and just having a good time.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I also want to talk about, we got together today and did some photos around town, yeah. so that was a real good time getting to actually get all of us together and get to, and you know, not necessarily a practice or whatever, just get to, totally. Get to hang out for a while today and stuff. But
on the cold and the rain,
yeah,
that's what we do for you people. We're out in the cold and the rain,
the so downtown urban landscape.
Yeah. That's right.
But a big shout out to Jason Wilson for his help with that. And
yep.
I'm really really excited to see what he captured. But mm-hmm. So that was a fun day. So keep an eye out for some photos. I'm sure you can follow along on Facebook and Instagram and get in.
The website will be up in like 48 hours, 72 hours. So spankonia.com. Yeah, I'll get it done tomorrow. It's so much work all the time.
But we do have some shirts. Maybe we'll get
that. We got shirts. Gonna drop the dank on you shirts. Yeah. That's what it says on the front. Spankonia on the back. Yeah, I think, me and Shane have the only two, basically. Me, Shane, and his wife have the only three, I guess, out there so far. So right now they're collector's items. I think I'm just going to take all the other box and just stick them in in the safe for 50 years. And
do you think I could have one? No.
We'll give you the left sleeve of one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's brilliant.
There we go. It's how the guys in the band earn their shirt.
Yeah. You can tell who the mayor is by his sleeve.
We got to put a Mayor Newman patch now on your shirt.
You guys remember...
we got stickers too, don't forget.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Spank on your stickers.
Yep. Come visit our merch table on the 27th and pick up a sticker and a shirt and let everybody know.
Picture, autograph, everything. Yeah. I mean, we're down with the people. We're not way up there.
No, we love the people.
In the clouds. We love the people. We appreciate the people.
Yeah, the common folk. We love them.
Yeah. We love those kind of people. this is where people turned off. I don't know. Yeah.
I did it again. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, I was gonna say though, do you remember in Major League? You know, whenever they were they had the owner that was like trying to get them to lose every game,
right? So she could move the team to Miami,
and then they start like going on a winning streak, and they had that like cut out of her, and they start
every win.
Yeah, so we can do that with Bill. We'll just do the opposite. They'll put a different piece of the shirt back.
We need gigs, guys. We got to cover up Bill.
Yeah. That can be motivation.
We have one gig, right. So we have one gig so far, so we can put that in that one spot that we need to put it on. No.
Start with that left sleeve.
Oh, yeah. He's ding, way ding, too ding. Exposed. Yeah.
That's funny. Oh, Lordy.
Yeah.
Good times are going to be had. You can tell already.
Yeah, I'm really excited for this. I don't know if anybody has been following me online. I guess
this should be a full disclosure here. All right,
I am
your Rock Paper Podcast host, Shane Presley. Here is going to tell you,
I am officially managing the band.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Which
I will tell you, a lot of people come to me like, dude, that was a genius move. I'm like, yeah, I know. Why do you think I asked him? I'm like, he knows everybody. He's so nice. He's into the scene. He's into music. You know what I mean? Like, and like the biggest thing we talked about, like, I'm not lazy. You're not lazy. And that's not, you know, that's the problem with a lot of stuff is like, let's get stuff done, dude. Let's make a plan.
Yeah.
Like you text me like this idea. I'm like, yeah, let's do that. Let's make it happen. You know.
So I guess we should say too. Like we had dinner. Mm-hmm. At Sauce on the Side. I feel obligated to mention them as much as I can. So hopefully they'll sponsor my show someday.
yeah, it was delicious. Yeah.
Their special for the month of January was this breakfast sausage, egg, and bacon and hash browns in it, and it come with like a maple butter syrup on the side.
Ooh-wee.
And like, it was really so good.
What do you know what the February special is?
No, unfortunately I can't remember, but should go visit anyway because everything's delicious there. So visit them wherever you your closest location all over the city. But anyway, this was not a paid endorsement at all. So, but
unpaid, but love to be paid.
Big fan.
Indoors, yeah.
But anyway, we stopped in there and we had some calzones and we got to talking and we even that night we just started coming up with ideas and I was like, let's so we hit the ground running with this project and I'm thrilled to be involved and I'm excited to see where we can take this thing. It's been it's kind of crazy that it's only been a few weeks of being officially announced, and then
all the stuff we've gotten done, we got the
gig.
This is highly irregular. I feel
exactly. Well, and that's what we're trying to do. Like, so if you're a venue listening to this, listen to us. That's what we're not here to mess around, man. We're not just trying to get a gig at your place just to have a gig. We're not trying to do that. We want to promote it, and we hope you promote it. We want to work with partners, you know what I mean? We want to play somewhere that's like, we want to tell people you're going to be here, and we want to tell everybody we know, that we're going to be here as well. And that's where I'm trying to take advantage, from the Provels, from the Voodoo shows, from dueling pianos, from all the things I've done. I have some people that have seen me play and hearing about the new project. It's been nice. We text about that. How many people, are excited about it and have reached out like, oh yeah, we'd love to do a show with you guys, And so that's refreshing. That's really cool, So, yeah, it's time to strike,
Yeah, for sure.
Get some cool shows and work our way up to some festivals. It would be nice. I'd like to do that. Opening slots are good, and then we'll headline some shows as well. We're going to get that. Mm-hmm. We'll get that soon, too.
Well, I think what was, for me, I liked seeing, even though, it's obviously everybody has your dreams and goals and stuff, but, before you even invited me, you announced online what you wanted to do. You said, I want to cut a record by the end of the year. I want to get on, the road. I want to do all these different things that you set goals for yourself already as the band. And then it's cool to see we're going to have a lot of fun doing this, but we also have, bigger dreams of what we want, things we want to get accomplished and stuff. So.
And you can do both. What I mean. We can do that. Sure. It doesn't have to be boring. I've chosen this life of playing music, right or wrong, And so, it's not
true
easy.
True story, man, true story.
It's not easy. It's a hustle. People have no idea what I do every day. I make a living from the dueling pianos, let's be honest. But, I have several guys that work for me, and we can, we take up to 3 gigs in one day. But I'm always hustling up gigs because people don't know about that. So it's funny. I play every week pretty much when I do dueling pianos for a huge crowd. I never play for less than, a couple hundred people and blah, blah, blah. And I make good money, et cetera. And I want to do the opposite of that. I'm trying to take this band that nobody knows about and go play probably for, whatever we can in the beginning for whatever people will pay us, But I don't care. It's about the love of it. And I have enough belief. And like you said, as I said in the beginning, I got a plan, man. Just turned 45. Let's work this 5 years till I'm 50. Let's see how we can grow this. And we're not sitting here, maybe Bill's thinking different. He's like, yeah, we do. I don't want to be famous. That's not the goal. I'm not trying to be
he's
this.
He's the mayor, man.
He's the mayor already, so he's famous. Yeah, no, I don't want to be huge, that kind of thing. I'm not really trying to chase that. I just want to get to a level that we're desired enough. Like I said, whether it's festivals or bands, maybe a band. Again, what would be awesome? If now this is this year it's not possible, but Galactic, it's their 25th anniversary. It'd be awesome if Galactic was like, hey, you want to go on tour with us next year? That would be that would be cool. Uh-huh. That kind of level. We're still, because I love Galactic. It's one of my favorite bands.
Dude.
But they're nobodies in the mainstream of the world. You know what I mean? Rich Vogel could walk in Chinooks and nobody will know who he is. Mm-hmm. Only I would fanboy and freak out. You know what I mean? But so I would love to be at that kind of level. They're playing, you know, Del Mar Hall and the Pageant and places like that. And they're traveling and touring and they got, you know, a crew and all that. That would be awesome, you know, to get to that kind of level. That's my dream for the Pro Vels, you know, is to get to, you know, to get to that kind of level. So, yeah, it's not like we're trying to, you know, sell out stadiums or arenas or any of that kind of stuff. I just want to play our music, interpretations we want, and have a party because that's all going on all the time. There's tons of bands. There's tons of venues. That's all happening anyway. So how can we do it that people like what we do? You know, I was like, yeah, man, I want to go see them again because it's fun and I get a good feeling. And I know that sounds cliche, you know, but I mean, you know, there's enough, it's cold and rainy out today. Like, there's enough negative, like, you know, Spankania just wants to bring some fun and joy to you wherever we're playing, whether it's a house party or, you know, old rock house or whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I know it sounds stupid, but it really is how I feel. Like, I think we all dream that. We all want to have good days and have fun and all that stuff, right? So how can we take that with the band and sort of deliver that fantasy a little bit? You know what I'm saying? You know, people go to work and they're like, they stop in for a drink and, well, let's be that void they fill for that hour or a couple hours, whatever. And they're like, yeah, man, whatever reason, I feel better.
Yeah. You kind of alluded to some of the stuff that you might be playing, some of the songs and things. As far as, like, you guys, some of these rehearsals and things, are you guys bringing in some different song suggestions or the three of you? Or
listen, I'll tell you some artists we're covering, okay? Yeah. And like, all three of us have been discussing, because that's more fun. It's sure. So great when, you know, when one guy's like, man, I love to do this song, and we do it. Because that, you know what I mean? That guy's like, yeah, we're playing this song. It's so much fun, you know? So I hate going, no, that's a stupid idea. It's fun to go, I'm opening up to it. What you got? So we're like, we're doing a Devo tune. And I guarantee you when we play it, I don't even know, 1 out of 50 might know, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, but it's a cool song.
It's such a jammer, though. It's like,
I can't believe it's not like a hit. You know what I mean?
I know. Yeah. People are going to be dancing hard on that tune.
They're going to dance. They're going to have a blast. We're going to get weird with it. You know, like, that's going to be one where we use a synth on and stuff like that. We're doing a Cake tune, you know, but not one that people be like, oh, yeah, probably that Cake tune. No, it's not one you're going to expect. We're doing a Beatles tune that most people won't know is even a Beatles tune. I think it's on Yellow Submarine, but it's a jam. And honestly, like, you hear it, you're like, holy crap. You know, so we've been studying songs like that and finding some different stuff that we can do together as a band that we like, that people will still dance, you know, and just have a good time too. So yeah, we got some weird stuff actually. But
it's a cool list.
But not weird where you're like, oh, that's stupid. It's weird where you're like, oh, that sounds awesome. Sure. You know what I mean?
And I think you also said something along the lines that this will be open enough to where possibly bringing in other players.
Yeah, absolutely. Once we get some, you know, enough gigs under our belt and we get some the right ones, I want to bring in maybe a horn player. You know, I'd love to get like Charlie playing sax or something, or, you know, even Jim play guitar on a special guest. Yeah, we want to continue to change it up like that, where, you know, even if you came see us, you know, we play those songs, and now we've just added a different element to change it up a little bit, because we just want to keep it fun like that, you know?
Man, I think that's super cool. Like, I love bands that, like, that have that, you know, where they can expand. You see multiple various, you know, versions of the band. It might be the core of three of you, but then now all of a sudden you got a sax player sitting in for the set, you know, for this show and stuff, and it brings a whole new element to it.
It totally does.
So yeah, I think that could be really cool to expand on that and stuff, and just, like, obviously, you know, we can do it the three of you, but then what's, you know, keeps making him greater.
I want to get some gigs so people come see us and they go, right, oh, that band looks fun and they're tight. So our musician buddies are like, dude, I want to play. And it's been nice. I've actually had a lot of, not bass players, drummers be like, hey, man, he needs somebody. Well, a lot of guys hit me up, which is cool. That's what I want. We want to grow that. I would love if somebody's like, yeah, dude, I want to play, you know, or even just for a set. Like I said, we have a horn player or something.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. And it just changes so much, and we can work off that and play off each other and all that kind of stuff, you know? So,
well, you both come from that kind of improv jam kind of scene and background and stuff, so you guys would definitely feed off that kind of energy. And,
and yeah, absolutely. Well, that's what's, it's fun to see where it takes you, and, you know, and that's what I mean. You can get experimental and jam and whatnot while still make people dance and have a good time without losing them, you know, without even your people that aren't in the scene, even your weekend warriors that are just like, they just want to feel it. You know what I mean? As long as you're making people feel it, then it's working, so to speak, you know?
Yeah. Well, again, grab some tickets. Come see Spankonia live again at Old Rock House, February 27th.
Thursday
night, I believe 7 o'clock doors, 8 o'clock show.
Spankonia.
And
9 o'clock Jocelyn and the Sweet Compression.
There it is.
Yeah.
And, boom. And then, again, you can find more information on Facebook and Instagram at... and then, but I want to, I've been asking some of these questions. These are just kind of fun for me to,
some, your standard podcast questions.
Yeah. I mean, like, uh-oh. I don't know, some of them, I guess truth be told, I got these from, Ellen. She does these like, burning questions and they were always made me laugh, but they're fun, like kind of open-ended where, so that everybody's answer is always fun to see what they say on some of this stuff. But I wanted to ask, like, what's a dream duet or collaboration? And this could be for both of you individuals, or as the band and stuff. What would be somebody we might want to include? I mean, it could be a player or a vocalist or a producer
with,
or anything.
With the band,
yeah.
That's a good question. That's a good on the spot question.
I don't know.
I mean, I know you guys are huge fish fans. We were talking about earlier. Mm-hmm. I mean, is it something like that, Trey or Mike or something?
For sure. That'd be obviously like, yeah, that'd be sick. That's what I mean. I think that's what I like about all the different guitar players we know. It would be cool because they're all styles are different. Mm-hmm. You know, you go from Jim Peters to Sean Cannon. Mm-hmm. To Pete Lombardo, who I played with last night. They're all three totally different,
right,
but all shred in their own way. You know what I mean? There's so many good guitar players in town.
I don't want to cut you off, but I was speaking of that. I went to see that Chuck Berry tribute last night.
Oh, yeah. How was it?
It was a really good time, but that was that, like, it was really a great example of that, how they can all be playing the same song even.
Sound different.
But it was, they closed out the night with Johnny B. Goode, obviously, and they had Mike Zito, Robin Ford, Eric Gales, Walter Trout,
holy crap,
and Richard Fortus, and Charlie Berry III. So they had like all of them on guitar, and everybody like was doing solos, and they all had their own take on, you know. So it's like, anyway, it was just really a killer night of guitar players for sure. Like that.
Well, it's like a different flavor. Yeah. You know what I mean, that's what I like. It's the same. It's like it's just a different flavor. Sometimes you want something super spicy, you know what I mean? Something mild and in between. So yeah, that's cool. That's what I mean. That's what's fun is we have the foundation and let somebody come in and kind of give a different flavor that night. You know what I mean? Maybe it's a more disco feel. I don't
know.
There you
go.
You know.
So, so what's do you guys have, is there any particular part of that a dream duet or got any or just all these guys?
Yeah, all those guys.
All
really.
Of them.
Yeah, I just want to play. I like
you playing with everybody.
Yeah, that's the honestly, truth, though. I want to play with good people.
Yeah.
There's a ton of people. Anybody can be a musician, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and so that's the thing. It's like I want to play with good people, and you know, it's fun. Less is more. It's so hard. Less is more. Less is more, and everybody's afraid of space, and that even goes for me. I have to remind myself, less is more. Less is more. Like the best compliment I got last night was. Guitar player's like, man, you give me so much space. I was like, thank you. I appreciate
nice.
That. Because that's a huge compliment. Yeah. He's like, you give me so much space to do my thing. I'm like, and that's what sucks. Like, you can't tell anybody that. They don't get that. Nobody else understands that. But that's the biggest compliment I could get was from the guy going, hey, man, you give me so much space. I'm like, yes, thank you. I did my job. And like, you know what I mean? Like, and because of that, it sounds good to all the people, though. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It sounds better because this guy is standing there. He's appreciate that I'm not playing over top of him, so he's playing better, more confident or whatever, and I am just holding it where it needs to be versus having to play over top of him or underwhelm, you know what I mean? So
that's truly playing together, you know,
right? Totally. And so we just want to play with good musicians and, like, you know, not stifle somebody. Come in, plug in, let's go, let's do your thing, you know what I mean? Let's, you know, we're gonna support you and, you know, all that. And again, this is not, people take this for granted. Like, that's not easy stuff, you know. The people talk about this, but rarely, I don't know, rarely, but often it doesn't get done really well or properly. You know what I mean? We're not just trying to get drunk at the bar and play gigs.
Right.
We did that when we were 25 years old, 20 years old, yep. whatever, you know. Yep. Now we're trying to get drunk and do awesome gigs. Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? No. No, you know what I mean? We want to put on a good show, and we want whoever playing with us to do their thing. Otherwise, why would we have them playing with us?
Right. What's a song that always gets stuck in your head?
Ooh. I feel like it's the ones that everybody mocks all the time,
right?
Because I get Wagon Wheel and those kind of songs that work all the time.
Yeah.
So then they just like, I'm laughing because I'm posting that I got a request and people are like, don't play it, you know, or Mustang Sally. And so the songs get stuck in my head all the, right. you know, that kind of stuff all the time. Or, yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's always something like that.
Yeah.
You can't shake it, you know?
I talk about it a lot when this comes up, but like the way my brain tends to work is like, I'll get a fragment of a song, and then it will just be on a loop, and it'll be like, it won't like, it's not like it would just be like one line, and it's over and over, and then like, so it's just it's, I don't know. And then I heard a comedian, Matt Bronger, kind of talk about the same thing, like where that it's that, and then you start remixing it in your brain, it starts like, and then I don't know, it's like. That's the way it works for me, though. I don't, but lately it's been, I tend to whistle a lot too while I'm at work, just because like I just get these songs, you know, stuck in my head like that, and I start whistling along. And lately it's been like Staying Alive from Bee Gees. Like, I don't know why I whistle.
You start walking to the beat and everything?
I whistle that a lot too, though. So
that's funny. Yeah, I think it's just like what you hear half the time. Or
well, like ever since this morning we were listening to that Fish song, and it's like, I forget how it goes now, but it's like, he's looking for you or whatever. Yeah. I've had that in my head this whole time since we did that.
I'll tell you another good one is after that Alan Toussaint show that Dave Grelly did and all those guys, it was like I was singing that Everything I Do Is Gonna Be Funky from
there. Yeah, you're right, totally. Like that, you can't escape it all of a sudden. Yeah. Everything you walk around, that one don't be funky. Yeah, you
just
can't.
That was like that one line just on a loop all day in my head. Like, just nodding around.
That's a good day there.
Yeah, sure, man.
I feel like a lot of times it's whatever project I'm working on. It's like I had a brush up on a bunch of meters tunes and stuff for yesterday's gig, and then for the new band we're learning new interpretations, and then the voodoo shows I do all the time. Like right now I'm in the middle of like 12 out of 14 weeks, you know, so I had to learn a bunch of new Bruce Springsteen tunes. Then we just did Bob Marley, so I didn't have to shed too hard. I don't think we have anything new. We have Jimmy Buffett coming up, but I feel like it's always whatever I'm working on, like that, you know, that song that either sometimes it's the ones I don't like or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just stuck. You're like, oh, man, you know? So I walk around singing weird things like that. And people are like, what are you singing? I'm like, it's just something for work. A lot of it feels like a work. It's like for work, you know?
What's a movie or TV show you guys wish you were in? Is there any... You guys getting into anything lately?
You know, I love crime shows and stuff like that. I just watch this new show. See, other shows that I watch, I don't know anybody else that watches this stuff too. You know, but I know people watch this stuff. It wouldn't be on TV, you know. But like, what is this show called? Prodigal Son. It's just this crime show. The guy, the kid's dad was a serial killer. He's a surgeon. They called him the surgeon. He killed 23 people, and now the son is helping the FBI. You know, like or CIA help. Solve, you know, serial killers and all that kind of stuff. And he has to go back and see his dad in prison. It's all this. I love stuff like that. Anything. My brain works that way. Like I need, I can handle a lot. I can, you know what I mean? I'll have my iPad. I'll play a game or read something on there. I'll have my phone going right here. I'll have my laptop going. I'll have the TV going on in the background. I listen to a lot of stuff. I love like Swamp Loggers and like all those kinds of shows. I love that kind of stuff. Shark Tank. I love all this, but I don't have to visually watch a lot of those things. Well, I can listen. You know?
What would be your sales pitch at Shark Tank? You got a product you thinking about?
I'm right here, baby.
Yeah.
No, I think about that actually. I think because I feel like my dueling pianos thing could be a nationwide thing because it's so perfect for so many different things, you know. So I've dreamt like getting on there, and I dream like what would be my pitch, you know, like how do I get them to understand this is scalable, that you literally can be done just about anywhere. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. I don't know. I love that show though. Cause I love watching the people come in, and some people like their act together, man. And they're all over it. And some people like, how'd you even get this far? You know? Like, but then sometimes they're dumb like that, and they have just a killer idea. You know, yeah. They're a great product. And then the sharks are all over them. They're just like, you know, throwing money at them. It's just amazing. I love stuff like that. The world is crazy. You know?
Yeah,
America's crazy.
yeah, that shows. I don't get to watch it very often, but it is entertaining. Like, and it's interesting to see some the different marketing approaches and stuff. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's maybe a good manager would start to look at. You know,
yes, you need to watch every season of Shark Tank. Take notes now,
right? Just yeah, I don't know. I do feel like there's all that. You know, it's like. Borrow from good ideas and try to make it your own and stuff. So,
totally. Yeah. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. Right. You know what I mean? That's what you know people are trying to do all the time. Sometimes you just gotta go back to the basics. You know what I mean? It's crazy how that holds true a lot of times. You know, you stick with what got people and places where they are. Like instead of trying to reinvent everything, it's like no, just go. It's just like this band thing. Well, now I made that joke. You know, I used to get the RFT and I get it, you know, look up for auditions when I move back here. Now everything's online, so you have to adapt to that world. So you've gotta, you can't just do Facebook anymore. Now you have to do Instagram, and now you have to do all these different things because you're hoping that people run across it. You know, like when we do the voodoo shows, I love that if we're doing Neil Young or Bob Dylan or Allman Brothers. People need more, you know, they say a month, but really they need more than a month to find out about it because people are so busy and you don't always see every post and everything, you know. So, yeah, it's just that's the thing. That's why we have a plan and you try to, you know, come up with what your posts are going to be, even if they're silly. You're just trying to get engaging or see, you know, see people see something. Like I'm going to get a new Leslie. Oh, I'm so excited. Mm-hmm. And so, my post is out already. So my original Leslie that I've had, oh my gosh, I don't even know how many years now. So her name is Mona Leslie, right? And she's retired. Last night was her last night gig. Her out on the road, like she's going to stay in the rehearsal space. I'm going to pick up a new Leslie, and his name's Nielsen. Leslie Nielsen. I just love
it's
it.
It's awesome. It yeah, that's fits so awesome. Well.
I was going to take like a poll and see if people want to name it. I'm like, no, I'm going to name it Nielsen. And if you don't know who Leslie Nielsen is, I don't want to be friends with you anyways, you know, or you're really young. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
I don't know. Yeah, that's pretty great. So you, I guess, you talk about some of the different, are you bringing multiple, keys?
Yes. So I usually typically use two boards. I use a Yamaha XK2, for my organ, Yamaha's Hammond XK2. My goodness, that's my organ. I've had that forever. I like it because somebody modified one of my patches. I don't know where this happened along the way, and so there's a pitch bend on there. And usually, you can pitch bend up a whole note or down a whole note. Okay, and on this, I can pitch bend a whole octave up or a whole octave down.
Whoa!
And that's when you hear all of me go wee. Like I actually used it in one of my solos last night. It almost is like I was scratching because I can just hold that note and change the sound of that, you know what I mean, the pitch of that note with that. And but when it's an octave one, you really can get crazy. You can move a lot of space, you know what I mean? So I love using that. It's my because yeah, I'm classically trained. I learned Suzuki method. I mean, I took 10 years of classical piano lessons and all that. But so I know how to play proper and boring and all that, but I want to get weird and I want to use my body. And so that's why I like using all that. I like using my draw bars and changing the tone that way and things like that. And then I use, I probably have actually three boards. I haven't decided. Yeah. Then I have a Yamaha CP33 that I use for piano, Rhodes and clav pretty much. And then I got a couple effects. I use, envelope filter and a line six and all that kind of stuff. And then I might have a synth with me sometimes. I think about bringing up my Korg DW6000 I've had since I was 9 years old in 1984. I use it only on the Talking Head show.
All right.
And so it has a pitch bend bar and oscillator and all this stuff. And like Sean said it after the first time I used it on that show, because it sits right up there and it has all those weird 70s crazy sounds. And you know, you can use the oscillator and all the stuff on it. And Sean's like, man, that's the star of the show, that board. It's just so crazy and weird, you know. So I might break that out every now and then too. Because, yeah, that's the thing. We're going to get, we're going to grow our song list enough mm-hmm. that people are like, it's that you're not going to get stale, but sure. it's always going to be fun. That's yeah. And I think that's more for us than for everybody else. Like, I want to, you know, as a band, I don't want to play the same 30 songs all the time. That just sucks the life out of you, you know? So let's have a good, I'm shooting for 100 songs, interpretations besides our original. So, mm-hmm. you know, just to pull from the bag and be like, yeah, let's do this. Seems like that kind of crowd, or, you know, or somebody yells something out. Like, yeah, we got something by that artist. It's not what you're looking for, right. but you're going to
yeah,
like it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Well, I know you wrote some, your own stuff, mm-hmm. and you've wrote stuff. Both of you guys have been again part of Provels and writing with that too. So are any of those things you think maybe coming being reinterpreted as Spankonia? Are you going to start all over with brand new music? Or
I got all new stuff. Right? I mean, a lot of my stuff comes from, you know, like most people, it, you know, life. I write, it's therapeutic for me, and I think that's why I'm just to the point. I'm like, you know what? I don't mind sharing some of this stuff because mm-hmm. I don't really. And that's horrible to say, and maybe people think that, but I don't really care if people like it. I mean, I want people to like it, but I'm not writing it thinking, I hope people like this. I think it's cool, and so I go with it. You know what I mean? And, like, lyrics are hard, but, you just write what you know, or, like, it's fun to take what I'm going through and put that on a character and write, like, that character's mm-hmm. going through it. You know what I mean? So it's still almost kind of true in what I'm dealing with, but it doesn't feel as personal because it's, you know, whoever over here, you know, with the story and stuff like that. So yeah, no, it's just that kind of stuff, and really it's all about the groove and the vibe and whatnot, you
sure
know?
But I'm excited for all of it, but like I think it'd be super cool to start getting some of these originals. And again,
I think next rehearsal we're going to work on the first one,
hopefully cut a record.
Oh yeah, we'll get a record.
Cut a record sometime this year.
We'll get it out in 2020. Yeah, no doubt. Because I'll tell you. So like, Andy Coco and I are going to Jam Cruise next year in January 2021, and so I want to have an album to take with me.
There you go.
Know what I mean? I want to have merch. I want to have stuff to network. Mm-hmm. I mean, we talked about why we're going. Like, we want to go network, and I love it. He's like, yeah, we got to get some. Make sure we have some songs together so we can play. I'm like, yes, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. You know what I mean? And that I want to promote the band there. You know what I mean? There's so many people there. Like, I was lucky to meet with Robert Walter. He's a keyboard player from Grey Boy All Stars, and he has Robert Walter's 20th Congress. He was playing keys for Mike Gordon when he was in town a couple weeks ago. And this is the kind of person I am. In November, I started writing. Well, actually, I wrote to Robert first, and he didn't respond. I knew that. So then I wrote to his manager. I looked up his manager, and I wrote to her, and she responded eventually. And then I just kept working that. And even she said, yeah, he was going to meet with me, and blah, blah, blah. And she says, as this gets closer to the day of schedule, I'll let you know. And didn't hear from her that day. I was like, I'm still going to send an email. You know, I'm like, hey, you know, I'm available all day if Robert, you know, has, because I said, can I take him to lunch? Can I take him to dinner? Can I have 15 minutes? You know, I was like, I'll take whatever I can get. I just want to, I was like, I'm a big fan, but I also want to, you know, talk to him, blah, blah. So she wrote me back. She got my email that morning. She texted me right away. She's like, hey, yeah, here's Robert's number and blah, blah, blah. And so I got to meet with him and talk to him. And it's just neat. Like finding it, you know, getting that advice and learning and getting guys playing keys for Mike Gordon from Phish, you know, it's like, how do you get that gig? You know? Yeah. And he said Phish used to come see his band play. Like when the 20th Congress or Grey Boy All Stars would play up in the Northeast, Phish used to go, they go to shows a lot. They go see bands play.
Nice.
And so he became friends, and he said he went out to Vegas to see if he was in Vegas for like one of the Halloween Phish shows a couple years ago. And Mike's like, they had dinner. He's like, yeah, I was having dinner with Mike. I'm like, oh, so cool. You know, I'm just sitting here like, he's just like, yeah, no big deal. You know? And he's like, yeah, he's like, you know, I'm looking for a new band. Would you be interested in playing? You're like, holy crap, that's cool. You know?
Yeah.
I think that's like the some of the cool stuff, like when bands actually support each other and like doing, there's a great picture that was circulating online, like of like early days of like Rage Against the Machine, I think, and then mm-hmm. like Maynard from Tool's like front row and like, you know, the Mohawk and stuff. And like, you know, so like, it's, you know, people were out there supporting each other like at the beginning and like and stuff. So like, it's cool to see when you have that, you develop that community where you all want the best for each other and stuff. And
absolutely, so, you know. It is a big family, and you got to watch out for each other. And like, yeah, I mean, it is good to be supportive, and that's what we're starting to get. Like, you know, sure. that, you know, people are hitting us up, you know, different bands. that we want to do shows with. That's awesome that they're excited to do shows with us too. You know what I mean? And so, let's do that. That's what I mean. It's like a crazy thought, huh? Hey, you're a band and I'm a band and we want to do a show and both promote it. Oh my gosh, yeah. Crazy. You know what I mean? So that's what I like about the bands that have been hitting us up. Sure. They're bands that actually promote and stuff. And that's what we need. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, let's work with the venue and let's do a show with another band and all get on the same page and see what we can get out there. You know what I mean? It's not rocket science, but it's work. You know, it's got stuff you got to do.
For sure.
Get posters out and record podcast.
There it is.
Get pictures.
Yep.
Well, let's wrap this thing up again. Find Spankonia all on your social media, and you can come out on February 27th, Old Rock House, and see us live. And coming to a venue near you after that.
That's right.
We're hitting the ground running. So.
Amen. 2020.
Well, thank you, boys, for doing this.
Thanks, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Shane.
Look forward to everything.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a good year.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.